Just some highlights of Venuti's career and style. He and Joe and Eddie Lang, rather, played together with most of the important white jazzmen of the period, that is the late 1920s, including Red Nichols, Frankie Trumbauer, which at the time included Bix Beiderbecke in the orchestra, Benny Goodman in his early years, and Jack Teagarten. Their recordings were especially outstanding in their violin and guitar duos between 1926 and 28. These recordings were also highly influential in Europe and served as the model for the quintet of the Hot Club of France, led by Django Reinhardt on guitar and Stefan Grappelli on violin. That was almost a decade later, so Venuti is really the pioneer of this. He later led a moderately successful big band from 1935 to 43 and then returned to a small group format, touring frequently. An acclaimed performance at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1968 marked the beginning of his return from several decades of relative obscurity. And in the 70s, he recorded with Earl Hines, Marion McPartland, and Zoot Sims. The real heart of the matter here is the recordings that Venuti and Lang made together. We'll hear a nice kind of a reconstruction of this by Andy Stein next. Andy Stein's very good at this type of exuberant playing that Venuti was good at, and there are often sudden contrasts of tempo, mood, and technique in Venuti's approach and in his compositions. We'll start this set with a band from Prague, Czechoslovakia, recorded in 1991 on Stomp Off, with Zbigniew Meli on violin and his arrangement of Joe Venuti's composition, Apple Blossoms. In fact, this whole set is Venuti compositions. We'll go from there to Andy Stein, something that Venuti composed in the mid-30s entitled Mystery, Terry Waldo's Gotham City Band, Terry Waldo on piano for Mystery. And again, this is an example of Venuti's four-string technique, all four strings at once. Then finally, Stein with Goin' Places. So the music of Joe Venuti, the compositions of Joe Venuti in this set as played by Andy Stein and by the Prague Jazzophonics. Thank you. Andy Stein, much influenced by Joe Venuti, if that was not obvious, and paying tribute to Venuti with several of Venuti's original tunes and ways of approaching tunes, Goin' Places, the Venuti composition. Mystery was also a Venuti composition, playing in the four-string Joe technique, all four strings at once. Terry Waldo's Gotham City Band, Vince Giordano on bass sax throughout that set, Stein and Friends, and we started with Apple Blossoms, composed again by Joe Venuti. The Prague Jazz Phonics from 1991 began that set on Jazz Rhythm, the best in classic jazz, old and new. And happy you could be with me. I'm Dave Radlauer. Certainly was a jokester. Lang was pretty straight. It's sort of the opposite of Grappelli and Django, with Django the lighthearted ne'er-do-well, and Grappelli the straight, quiet family man and almost bourgeois. Lang was known for, he was sort of the house guitarist for Bing Crosby in the early days. Bing and he worked together quite a bit. And Joe worked a little also with Bing, and that came partly out of their association in the Whiteman Orchestra, but also came from other mutual associations. Venuti was a well-known trickster, gagster, practical jokester, even kind of had a mean streak in some of his jokes, and no program about Venuti would be complete without some of these tales. The often-told story about Venuti hiring 37 bass fiddle players and having them meet one Saturday at 8 p.m. on the corner of 52nd Street and Broadway in New York is highly incorrect. Yes, Joe was watching from a nearby hotel room, but it was Hollywood, California, and it was tuba players. He went through the union book and called up all these tuba players, told them he had a gig for them to be at Sunset and Vine. He sat around and watched them all show up, and when it got back to the union, they took it to him. He had to pay for them, $10 each. That's probably one of the best-known stunts. Another time, Venuti was hired by a Philadelphia madam to play for her girls one night after the customers had left. Her only stipulation was that he had to play without any clothes, other than a top hat. Joe carried it off with great aplomb. Aplomb indeed. He was a rather rotund man. That would have been a sight to see. Not one I'd like to see personally, but a sight one might want to see. Kickin' the Cat, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone. Also Rollini playing Goofus and the only known solo of a hot fountain pen. Well, at least that's what it claims in the discographies. Joe Venuti was a first-rate golfer. So, like Eddie Lang, he made a natural companion for Bing Crosby on and off the court. Although when his luck was bad as a golfer, he let loose the largest string of Italian curses heard west of Sicily. One particularly luckless afternoon, after finding the curses didn't relieve his injured pride, Joe took the club he was using, broke it over his knee, and tossed it into a water hole. The golf caddy laughed. Joe followed the first club with all the rest, tossed in his golf bag too. The caddy bent over with laughter. Joe bent over too, grabbed the kid by the middle, and threw him into the water. Bing, who was with him, couldn't stop laughing either. So Joe grabbed Bing and tossed him in the water too. W.C. Fields later used this bit in one of his movies. Thank you. Stringin' the Blues before it, this is one of the many original duets of Joe Venuti with guitarist Eddie Lang. They called this The Wild Dog and had a whole list of similarly titled originals. Wildcat, Beatin' the Dog, Raggin' the Scale, and so forth. Wild Dog with guitarist Eddie Lang.